Hi, folks. This is Dave Patterson with the Country Club reporting from Branson, Missouri for Q104 Radio, and I'm visiting with Jim Owen. Jim has played Hank Williams Sr. in two movies. Jim performs a morning show at the Mickey Gilley Theater in Branson. Jim has been on the Crook and Chase Show, the Ralph Emery Show, and has been a guest many times on the Grand Ole Opry. I feel very honored to be visiting with Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Owen.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Jim.
Welcome to Branson.
Yeah, thanks.
The greatest town in the world, and I mean that.
Well, you couldn't say it any better. Jim, we just came through a two-hour show with a very talented cast, including yourself, of course. Jim, I guess you could say you were a writer first.
I started out as a songwriter. I wrote Southern Lovin' for Jim Ed Brown, number one record. Too Lonely, Too Long for Tillis was a number one record. Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man, I've got a gold record for 7,500,000 record sales.
Unreal.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Jim, there was a little tape showing you were driving a Cadillac convertible.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you picked up a hitchhiker. Could you tell that story for...
I picked up a hitchhiker back in 1977 in my Cadillac convertible. I had just finished a Hank Williams movie where I played Hank. I had a lot of my Hank Williams gear in the car. I picked up a hitchhiker, and he got to looking at some pictures of me as Hank, and he all of a sudden began to think he might be riding with Hank Williams. Now, Hank had been dead at that time 25 years. I started helping him. I realized what he was thinking after a while, and I started talking about what kind of president is Dwight Eisenhower going to make? What about this kid, Mickey Mantle, that's with the Yankees? And this guy's eyes got the size of saucers. And when I stopped just this side of Cincinnati, Ohio, to get gas, he blew out of my car, and I never saw him again. I never saw the kid again.
You know, I could see that happening. Really.
But he was convinced. He rode from Louisville to Cincinnati with Hank Williams, and I didn't help him any. I went ahead and tried to convince him, too.
I seen that on the tape prior to your show, and I just got to get Jim to elaborate on that. Jim, fantastic. I know you're a busy fella. On behalf of the Country Club and Q104 Radio back in Sault Ste. Marie, Jim, I appreciate you taking the time and visiting with us.
Dave, any time you come to this town, if you get a chance, come by and see me, and we'll do another quick interview.
Yeah, and I can throw this in to the folks back home that if they do come to Branson, if they miss your show, they're going to miss one of the best.
Thank you, Dave.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks very kindly. What a job.